Hello and welcome to Marooned at MacBytes Headquarters, day
473.
How are we all doing?
Not happy.
Why, what's the matter?
Well, I unlocked the chat box.
Right.
Then I switched to the other tab.
Right.
And pressed enter because I'd already typed the word first in, but it was locked, so I wouldn't accept it. And then Deb beat me.
Whoa, she's on fire, clearly.
Yeah.
Oh dear. Right, let me get the chat up. I'll do a refresh. Just see what.
No, a refresh won't work. I've tried it.
No, you're quite right. Yeah. Deb CQ.
No matter what I do, I'm not going to be first.
Oh, poor Mike. Poor Mike. Hello, Deb. Hello, Mike. And hello, Dee. How are we all doing? It's hideous here today. It's so hot. It's unbearable. And I have this app. Where is it? It's on another iPad. Right, what's this app called? It's fabulous. Full Screen Clock. And I haven't put it on my new iPad. So I thought, not to worry. I'll open up the clock, the built-in thing. What did they do with that? Not good. I've got the huge map. And I've got San Francisco, New York, London, Paris, Moscow, Beijing and Tokyo. Oh, and Sydney. And then underneath, I've got a load of clocks. And I'm like, I just wanted to know what the time was. Really? Yeah, that's going to have to go. That is going to have to go. I wanted something simple, like Full Screen Clock. Full Screen Clock, it just does what it says on the tin.
Tick-tock, tick-tock.
Exactly, but I didn't install it, because obviously I'd forgotten that one. Let's give it another go. Full Screen, is it all one word? Oh, I think it might be. There's a recommendation for you anyway. Full Screen Clock. If you need to have your iPad showing as a clock, now, I think there it is. Let's see. So let's see how much it is. Oh, it doesn't tell you if you own it, does it? You know, just to be annoying. No, it doesn't. Oh, Mike, have a look and tell me how. No, 99p it is. That's right. It's free to download, but it's got ads in it. But I did the in-app purchase, but I didn't install it on this iPad. So I've got the wrong iPad in front of me, and then I ended up with this almighty clock that I did not want to see. So let's go into the
Good evening, clock. Tony.
Hello, Tony.
You've got a manager now.
Oh. How's the heat level? It's hideous, Dee. It's. I mean, I'm talking oppressively, diabolically hideous.
Right, there's been a manager merry-go-round, hasn't there?
Is this what are we talking now?
Football.
Yes, I know, but which team?
Tottenham.
Oh, right.
They've got the Wolves manager.
Oh, so what are the Wolves doing?
I don't know.
Oh, fair enough.
And Everton have got Benitez.
Oh, yes.
Who used to manage Liverpool.
The other one walked out, didn't he? And
yeah.
After pledging his allegiance to the flag, as it were, he walked out. Yeah, that's not good. That's not good. Right, it's installed. Awesome. I can see the time in front of me now. How are we 4 minutes into the show? No idea. But there we go. Wolves did start to do well. We've got a friend who's a Wolves fan. He's going to be pretty peeved at that.
Yeah.
I would have thought, because Wolves have been in the doldrums.
Well,
for
he actually left at the end of the season.
Did he?
So they already knew he was leaving.
Oh, yeah. That sounds like when what's it left here? Van Gaal.
Yeah.
We knew he was going, despite the fact he won the FA Cup. But at least he went out on a win. I just don't think people understood him. Mind you, who do we get after that, Mike?
Jose.
Yeah, that went well, as well.
Didn't understand him either. Yeah, Tony knows all about that.
Yeah, I couldn't fathom with him. He seemed to go from like a seat of your pantser, who always did well, to plotting and planning in that notebook. Do you remember?
Yeah.
Sat next to him for one game. Honest to God, he spent the entire match just writing in a notebook. And I said, you know, is this his last will and testament or what? He didn't seem to even take much notice of what was going on the pitch, which admittedly wasn't that exciting. But, you know, there you go. Oh, and it's Thursday and I still haven't decided what I'm doing tomorrow. Hello, Anthony. How are you doing? How's your YouTube video coming along? Oh, I got sidetracked last night on YouTube. I really shouldn't, but I did. Oh, that guy that does the political commentary. Oh, I just had to watch every single one. Oh, but we have news today, don't we? And it must be news because it's on the front of a paper. Oh, I might have to save it till King gets in. She wouldn't want to miss this one.
Oh, do you want to well, I'll tell you what I'd spent yesterday lunchtime doing, shall I, whilst you were doing that.
Feel free.
I emptied the black bin onto the lawn.
As you do, not.
And then I put the stuff back in an orderly manner.
Oh my God. And now the lid closes. He's organising the bin.
No. I'll tell you why. Because I couldn't shut the lid.
Oh, now if you don't shut the lid, you won't take the bin.
And we've still got 5 days to go. And it could be more than 5 days if they don't take it on the day they're supposed to.
Which bin is it?
The black bin.
Isn't that bottles?
Tins and bottles.
Oh, you've been hitting the bottle then.
I have actually. There's one wine bottle in there.
We used to have separate bins for the bottles and tins.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You always knew when it was tin and bottle day, because no one slept when that was going on.
So it's all sorted now. I can shut the lid and everything.
Isn't it sad? Do they take bottles if they're broken?
I guess so.
If it's broken glass? Because that'd solve a problem, wouldn't it?
Yeah, just smash it up. Yeah, but most of it's plastic. It's plastic and tins.
Yeah. Fair enough. Oh, Anthony's video has come along nicely. Doing graphics in Keynote today. Excellent. I used to do that till I moved over. Ah, Kimmy's with us, so
yes,
I can share.
Yes, she's
now
taking the mick out of me.
Yes. She's always good fun. Yes, you know we have this thing, and we do love to share it with people from other countries, because, you know, when we talk about the British press and how, well, what's the word for the British press? Pigs is too kind. Think pigs, but worse.
Gutter press.
Gutter press is others they're known. But, you know, there's just no words for some of them. So you know everything that's going on in the world at the moment. So what does the Daily Star put on the front cover today? This one has to be seen to be believed. I did actually have to zoom in to read why people were doing this. But there you go. And it reminded me of that advert. Do you remember the ad? Not so hazelnuts.
Nuts.
Oh, hazelnuts.
Oh, Cadbury's Beacon Man, they cover them in chocolate.
That'll be the next thing. You'll have your Botox and then you'll cover them in chocolate. You heard it here first. There are no words, are there?
No.
Not even bad ones. I had to read why they were doing it. Now, just in case the print's that small and you can't read it, let me apprise you of why they're doing it. To remove wrinkles. I'm just going to let that sit there for a second. To remove wrinkles. As I understood this, you know, harking back to human biology, which I didn't actually do, so basically it was a plant, but the principle was the same. Isn't all of that that goes on down there to do with temperature regulation?
Yeah.
So having them like polyfixed into one mode isn't really the best idea, is it?
No.
Yeah, but there you go. Ah, so who's queuing up for that to be done? Well, it said, Kim, celebrities. So I think we should run a poll. Who do we think could possibly have had that done? And well, the why part of it, you know, to remove wrinkles. Well, who's looking?
David Beckham, probably.
You reckon? I thought he was pretty much plastic to start with. But, I mean, seriously, who's looking? And like I said, that it has a function, doesn't it? But there are no words. There aren't really. But why would you tell somebody you were doing that? Oh, I need to look up where you could have it done, don't I? Like the piercing parlour.
Why are you thinking of going?
Well, no, because I haven't got the necessary equipment and I doubtless you wouldn't let me borrow yours. No, let's have a look. How would I find that? Botox. How would we word that?
Gonads.
True. Injection. Right. Let's see if we can actually get that done. Good God, it's a thing. There are pictures.
There are no words.
No, but there are pictures. Oh, this explains it all. Right. Let me get hold of that and this will explain it to Kim. And Kim will probably, you're going to have to sit down. Don't try doing this stood up, girl, or you will fall over with laughter. This is the explanation. And only a Brit would try doing stupid things like this. I'm with Anthony. It doesn't sound grand, does it? That's the before and that's the after. Apparently. But don't, oh good God, look at that one. Don't tell me it goes in from the back. Oh, no. No, no, no. What's that picture? I don't even know what that's a picture of. Let me have a look. That looks like the back of somebody. It doesn't look like... No, let's leave it alone. What else have we got in the pictures here? Oh, no. Don't look this up. Seriously, don't look this up. There's a picture of somebody having it done.
You'll probably find it on Urban Dictionary.
Mm. Oh, and then just below the picture of somebody having it done, there's the picture of one that went badly wrong. Think like a leaky boiled egg. No. Just don't do it. Really? Oh, there's something wrong with people. There really is. The only thing I'll say in its favour is now men know how women feel when it's like, you know, you should get a boob job. No, I shouldn't. Not interested. Oh, and there's some dodgy pictures of people... Now, this isn't... Oh, good grief, there's a word for this.
Scrotox.
Now, why did I not think of that? That's the title for the show.
Botox, scrotox.
Oh, good grief.
Right, I'm going to play with the dog.
And that's not a euphemism, is it? Yay, Tony got a bargain, 25% off. I did the same, Tony. I didn't do the summer fest, I did the winter fest. So when that came out, which I think was the autumn of 2019, you even got the 25% off an upgrade. So I waited and did that. Definitely well worth it. Sorry, Dee. Oh, good grief. Those things are so weird. A boyfriend ages ago who told me the skin always moves. I had to observe for science, and they do. Like a lava lamp. Oh, there you go. There's a title for the show. Scrotox, the lava lamp. That'll definitely work. No, I just read that and thought, you've got to be kidding me. But no, it's a thing. I did not realise it was a thing. Because I lead a very sheltered life. I mean, more so lately, obviously. There's another point to this that we've not grasped so far. How much do we think this is worth? Because I always thought, like Botox, don't you go back and keep having more? I'm hoping this is a one-off fee. $3,600. Oh, good grief. Anyway, shall we move along and leave that? Well, there's probably a YouTube video on how to. I hope it's not self-administered. Not from the angle of seeing this going in. No, that would never work. You're going to have a partner for this one. I should have known Scrotox. I should definitely have known. Why can't people just... I won't even say age gracefully. Mike and I mentioned Alex Ferguson liked his wine. I wouldn't say he was a heavy drinker in terms of beer or whatever, but he did get to a position in life, and considering he was from the Gorbals in Glasgow, he did like his wine. And I said to Mike, have you seen his face? He'd gone like completely red around the nose. Then he got ill, if you remember, and he stopped drinking, and the red round his nose disappeared. So I don't think it's kind of Botox and stuff like that that you need. Just lead a healthy life and then you're fine. Or just accept it, one or the other. I don't have anything that's unnecessary, mate. In fact, I'd question severely something that was necessary. So I'll leave that alone. But yeah, that's it, Scrotox. So you've learnt something today. That's what we've learnt with MacBites today. Now you know about Scrotox. Just think of the conversations you can have with your loved ones. You wouldn't have been able to yesterday. Crying out loud. Kim used everything to OCR, the HOA's documents this morning. Excellent. Good news. 1985. Do you know Botox didn't exist in 1985? Isn't Botox a poison? As I heard it, it's some kind of poison that basically freezes the nerves. Why would you want to do that? No, there are no words for it all. You're sure it's not a one-off? I must do it over and over to maintain the lack of wrinkles. But who's seeing the wrinkles? Why is this a thing? Do you know, it's like all advertising, right? Manufacture a problem and then sell people the solution to the problem. that wasn't a problem in the first place. They'd sell twice as many if they said that it also had an enlarging effect. Just saying, I'm into my marketing mode now. Oh, there are no words for the whole sad, sorry thing. Imagine having a regular appointment to get that done. Why do you need next Tuesday off, Mr. Jefferson? Well, oh, they'll find some reason why it's necessary. But, you know, I really did not know that this was a thing. And yet there's a million stories about it on here. Let me have a look when this was dated. This just shows you how far behind I am. 2016. Now, obviously, that's in the future today. But 2016. And one guy that did it was 32. And then they wonder, you know, why they can't have kids. Because you did things that were silly. A board certified plastic surgeon, and he's performed scrotox on 15 men. He anticipates that number to rise significantly in 2017. What have people done when they couldn't leave their homes in lockdown? Do you think they shriveled to nothing? Like microwaved grapes? Oh, my word. Well, it's new to me and it's new to Kim. Excellent. Oh, so what else happened today apart from that? I'm so ashamed that that's my country and that's what they think of putting on the paper. And do you know what's worse than that? Because I thought it was bad enough when I read the story. The fact that the story is actually 5 years old, which sums up the star. There you go. Where's Simon when you need him to come in and rescue the situation? You would not want to be with a man that's had it done. Well, there's that as well. I mean, didn't we have all this, not particularly with Botox, I don't think, but we did with breast enlargements where they were all leaking silicone all over the place and they needed to be not just removed, but the stuff that had leaked out needed to be taken out as well. There was something to do with a company in France and I think they had to stop selling these breast enlargement things, breast implant things, but they're all like coded, aren't they, so you know who got which one. Oh, really? Just, no. I'd rather someone was just the way that they were. And there's nothing sexier, nothing more alluring than somebody who is comfortable in their own body. And it seems to me that 99.9% of the advertising is put out there to make you feel uncomfortable. No wonder we've got so many mental health issues. Can you imagine somebody who's scared of injections but feels that's a necessity to get a girlfriend? Trust me, blokes, no one's bothered. No one is bothered. Seriously. Renee, don't scroll up. No, Renee, leave it. We've got a title for the show, so if you're interested, we're going for Scrotox, the lava lamp. But the rest of it, we'll leave that there. Brings new meaning to trout pout, doesn't it, Tony? Oh, ooh, what's this one? Oh, good grief, what's this? Birth show sells out. We reveal who paid 10,000, is that pounds, to watch a natural labour. What? Four available tickets, three journalists and a super fan. What on earth? Who would want to do that? Even a journalist. £30,000. Two £10,000 tickets, which allows spectators to film the birth. And two £5,000 tickets, you're only allowed to watch. No, I've no idea why someone would want to do either, if you're with me. When was this? Good grief, that child will be seven now. Do you think he's having therapy? I did not know this either. Ugh. Renee's saying no. Have you scrolled up to find it? Oh, now Paul's got it here. Careful, Renee, you might be tempted to spend money. Yeah. Best thing to do as well, don't show it the other half, just in case they're more interested than you are. Pro tips that you get here. Absolutely pro tips. Oh, it makes the vajazzling seem tame, doesn't it? Mind you, we vajazzled years ago, you know. Mum was still around when we did the vajazzling. I think we had to look that up as well. I think I ended up on the Urban Dictionary, but don't go there, obviously. Let me find out when that was. If you've never heard the show, you really need to listen to that episode of MacBites. I couldn't possibly repeat it here and it have the same impact. It was an amazing show. Let's have a look. What was the show called? One was about nails, but I think that was the week after. No, it wasn't that one. It must have been 72. Would it have been 72? MacBites 72. Let's have a look. It could have been later than that. Oh, it didn't like that. Why did you not like that? Oh, because you've not taken out the other words. Silly, silly, silly. It's not 72 either. Why did I think it was 60-something? Well, then I guess it could have been 71. Let's find out. The old Razzle Dazzle, episode 71. There you go. The short version, Vajazzling is well into the Scrotox League. It really is. Hello, Simon. Oh, Simon, you've missed it all. We have a title for the show, Scrotox, the Lava Lamp. Do scroll up and entertain yourself. Now, the old Razzle Dazzle was me taking Mum out shopping. She didn't drive, if you remember. And we were going past the magistrate's court and there was something happening with somebody famous and there was all the paparazzi about. So I was being really careful, trying not to run them over. Although I think you do get points for that. Good points, if you're with me. You might even get a knighthood, depending on which one you got. But anyway, I was trying not to run them over. Mum was gazing into this shop across the road and outside it had a price list on like a wooden board. And it was called Fish and Tips. Only she read that as Fish and Chips and said, I quite fancy some fish and chips. How much is the cod? I glanced over at it to realise it wasn't fish and chips. It was tips. And it was a piercing parlour. And she wanted me to read her the price list off while I'm in traffic trying to avoid the paparazzi. Don't ask. If that never happens again, it'll be too soon. But it's well worth listening to that episode. Trust me. So, Simon, it was the front cover of The Star gives us hours of endless pleasure. Hours and hours of endless pleasure. But we've discovered that we've all been living in the dark for 5 years this year, that Scrotox has been a thing for 5 years and nobody's told us. So, the Star right on point there, aren't they, 5 years late? We'll be discovering things like that. There might be a global pandemic coming from The Star tomorrow, probably. Oh, so excellent. Excellent. What else have we all been up to, apart from reading the newspapers and wishing that we weren't? Boris did a thing. And then in the midst of all that said, like, we're hoping for the 19th. And then people were saying to him, is it a proper coming out of lockdown? Or is it like only a half one? Are we still going to have to socially distance? And then Boris said, the figures are going up, but people aren't dying as much. So that's fine. So as long as the NHS can cope, I think, like Simon said, he's still going for the herd immunity. Couldn't we just sacrifice him? That would be easier. Anyway, tell me what you've been up to. Oh! Renee did go to IKEA and it was a fun trip. Did you spend money, Renee? This is the question. And are they delivering it? We actually did look last year. We have a holiday the last week in August. The world is usually primed for one of our laughable holidays. But I think it was about the first week in July. We thought, right, we'll go on and we'll have a look about them having delivered it. Right. Oh, they delivered it to the car. Well, what we were hoping was that we would order online and they could deliver it to the house. So I said, well, you're going to have to give them, you know, at least 2-3 weeks. They'll need notice. We goes online first week in July to find out there was a 12-week backlog. So I said, well, it's no good getting it then because the holiday will be over. And I'm not putting it together when I'm trying to work as well. So we're still waiting for this cupboard for the bathroom. Oh, money was indeed spent. I think it's impossible to visit IKEA and not spend money. I mean, my mum did the let me just go in and have a look and I'll do some measuring up type manoeuvre. But she still came out with, like, you know, 5 packets of meatballs and 3 dime bars. It's impossible. Oh, and a breakfast. They do a thing here called the IKEA family card. And it's like a sort of semi-transparent orange credit card. And you get points on it. But if you've got one of these cards, you can get a breakfast for 99 pence. Now, it's a tiny breakfast. It's like one piece of bacon, one tiny sausage and one egg, I think. But, you know, if you go up and you get 4 breakfasts and then come back to the table and deposit one plate onto another and the second, the third plate onto the fourth, then you've got a reasonable sized breakfast for £4, which was exactly what we used to do. And she loved it. She loved it. Mike and I love the meatballs. But meatballs, you had to stay quite late. But some of Mum's trips were that long that you did think about, you know, that bedroom's starting to look quite nice up there. And I'm sure we could have a couple of hours kip in it. No one would worry. Right. A moment of silence for Renee's wallet. Oh, dear. Simon says that looks like some sort of fantasy invention by the Star, probably caused by our lack of both hamsters and Freddy Star. Well, that's exactly what we thought, Simon. So that's why we did the Googles. Don't do that, Simon. And if you do, don't look at the pictures. Eye-watering. It is a thing. That was when we discovered it was called Scrotox. But no. No. We decided it wasn't a good idea, obviously. Tell me about pasties, said Kim. Danny had some yesterday. They look wonderful. Oh, genuine pasties are fabulous. Pasties. An official pasty is a Cornish pasty. And it came out of needing to give food to people going down the mines so they could eat something without a knife and fork. So that's the history of a pasty. It's pastry wrapped around usually meat and potato. But a true Cornish pasty is absolutely fabulous. It's like really crispy on the outside with like a rim round it that you can hold. And that was originally what it was for. So their dirty fingers, they put on this crust around the edge and they ate the rest and then they would throw the crust away. But to be honest, the crust's the best bit. And I tend, if I ever do partake of a pasty, and it's been a long time, because you do not find gluten-free pasties. Pasties was the number one thing I missed when I had to go gluten-free. I adored pasties. Ginster's pasties, available for sale in Manchester Market. And we'd go into town, like, you know, once every 6 weeks, and it'd be like, can we get like 20 Ginster's pasties and put them in the freezer? And then they would be put in the oven and they'd be lovely and crispy. They are to die for. Unfortunately, you'll find that there are other things that are passed off as pasties that are not pasties because they're soggy. No, a pasty shouldn't be soggy. It should be fabulous. It should be crispy and kind of quite smoky tasting. And they are delicious. If you get a chance to try a real one, then definitely, definitely do it. I don't know if Ginster's pasties still exist. Let's have a look. Ginster pasty. Have I spelt that right? No, there's no Y in pasty, for God's sake, woman. Oh, no, it's all right. It's corrected it for me, which is just as well. Yes, Ginster's still exist. Good grief. The home of the nation's favourite Cornish pasty. Right. Do we have a picture of said Cornish? Oh, now I want one. Now I want one. There they are. So I will send you the page. Scroll down. And it says our Cornish pasty. And there's a plate. And they've sacrilegiously cut it in half. You don't do that with a pasty. But if you see, like, the rim... just near the fork, if they hadn't done the sacrilege thing and cut it in half, there's multi-packs and frozen there, then that's the bit that you would actually hold and then eat it. But you can see inside, it's quite spicy. You can see inside it on some of the pickies, so do have a look. Tracy makes a mean pasty. Good evening, Tracy. I need to do gluten-free pasties is what I need to do. Oh, they were at the opposite end, says Alex. The meat and veg. I know that the pastry was to wrap round it to keep it fresh and keep it away from dirty hands. So it's amazing, isn't it, that something that's so delicious comes out of a kind of practical need. And I'm assuming the ladies of the house made them back in the day. I'm wondering, you know, seeing as though they're still going and there's vegan ones, why is there no gluten-free? I need to contact them over this, don't I? I am now in dire need of a gluten-free pasty. What have we got in here? Multi-pack cheese and onion pasties. Now, that's sacrilege as well. Cheese and onion are pies, not pasties. What we got now? Steak slices. Oh, so that they veered out, haven't they? But they do frozen pasties. They're just not gluten-free. They've even got bite-sized ones. This is too cool. Oh, this is too cool. But Ginsters are the best. Ginsters are absolutely the best, I can assure you. I need just to talk to them about why there's no gluten-free ones. Maybe it's a tricky pastry to work with if you're trying to work gluten-free. Ooh, Simon's going up market here with a nice beef and blue cheese pasty. Wow. Simon's been scientific for us here. Fabulous. He's had a look. There is an utterly uncompelling lack of convincing before and after testicle pictures, for which we are all grateful, Simon. It's clearly in the mind. There you go. In the mind. Ooh, Jamaican pasties are the best. I bet they're spicy. But yeah, pasties are fantastic. Kim definitely needs to try a pasty. There must be some kind of English shop over there. But we can get quite territorial in the UK and Europe about who owns what. So there's Cornish pasties. There's Lancashire hot pot. Melton Mowbray pork pies. So the first bit of each of the names is a location. And they do like to hold on to the fact that, you know, that's theirs. And that you can't have somebody in Newcastle claiming to make Cornish pasties because they're not in Cornwall. But seriously, this kind of stuff goes on. In fact, we've only just got basically a moratorium at the moment, isn't it? We've got an impasse going on here between the UK and Europe on sausages. It's not Sausagegate, is it? What they're calling it. But it's sausages. It's a Brexit problem to do with sausages. Oh, this country's absolutely barking mad. Maybe it's because it's too hot, and it is too hot. It's alarmingly hot today. Poor Izzy, I think he's up way past the 90s today. He's at 96 today, which is about 38, I think. It's too hot in here. It is, it's evil. Yorkshire puddings, that's another one. Yeah, true Yorkshires. I mean, you see stuff that passes for a Yorkshire, and they're not a Yorkshire. One they used to serve, now I will admit it was nice, but that's not the point. It was a plate, and on the plate there was what they said was a Yorkshire pudding, but it was the size of the plate, and then inside that they put gravy, and inside that there's beef soaked in it. I think you can even have chips on the side if you want, but trust me, the size of this thing you probably wouldn't. Renee's into anything with meat, but veggie stuff is good too. Who the heck is Izzy? Oh, Tracy, you've clearly not caught up on your marathon. Izzy is my temperature guide. Izzy is a plastic thermometer that was bought for me by two friends who went to Israel in the late 80s when I was at university. And I took them to the airport, so they got me a gift. And with the gift came this thermometer, which is a baby's bottle. It's the shape of a baby's bottle with a panda wrapped around the top. And I called it Izzy because at the bottom it says, "From Israel with love." So it's known as Izzy, and it's been sat here ever since, 30 odd years. And he tells the temperature, and he still works grand. Thing is, he tops out at 120. So I have nearly broken the thing before today. I had to do this live session. It was an hour long, and I had to close the windows. And we had all the computers on, all the drives on. And we hit 120 and it went higher, which is something like 56 centigrade. It was hot that day, I can assure you. But yeah, that's Izzy. I'll take a picky so you can see him. Because everybody else... Oh, God. Now I've spilt the water, Mike. Towel. Just a minute, going to have to move the microphone. That's because it's a rubber thing, you know. All across the desk. Right, there we go. Bring the microphone back down. Now I've got water all over the desk. Mind you, might cool everything down. Right, where's the phone? And let's take a picture of Izzy. Let's prop him up on my keyboard. There you go. There is Izzy. In fact, isn't there one up there of Izzy already? Surely there must be. Does this scroll? Oh, it does. Let's scroll back. Oh, it only goes a certain way. Oh, no, hang on. Keep going. Oh, when was the last time we took a picture of Izzy? Oh, there's Ollie the cat. There's Izzy. Right, I have got a picture of Izzy from a few weeks ago. There you go. That was Izzy a few weeks ago. I've no idea what he was saying a few weeks ago. Kim saw Danny eating one of those as well, but it didn't look like a pudding. No, it doesn't. It looks like... How do you describe a Yorkshire pudding? It's more like a cup, a small cup, like an egg cup size thing, usually. So there is like a hole in it, but normally they're served on the top of a Sunday lunch thing. What are you doing down there? Oh, she's eating, that's fine. She's not eating that plastic plant, man.
No, she's eating a dentist stick.
I actually had a plant arrive today. It's all right, don't panic. It's plastic. I can't kill it. Well, when I say I can't, I mean I might end up killing it, but technically speaking, it stands a fighting chance because it's plastic. So there was four of them in this box. So I takes two out. Mike thought they were live cress, bless him. Lola couldn't get her head out of the box. So when I took one out and I said, there you go and have a look at it then. And she looked at it and then she looked up at me and her face said it all. You've been conned, Mummy. It's not real. Once she'd sniffed it sufficiently, obviously. Oh, 30 years and it still works. I don't make them like that. They don't. You know, I've had 3 million since then. You know, all the digital ones, they're amazing. But they don't last 5 minutes. But Izzy is still going strong. He's aged. You can tell from that how yellow it is. It used to be white. But he's still going strong and I wouldn't part with him. One of the ladies that bought him died. So, I mean, she must have been about 80 when I knew her. The other one's still going strong. But I can't part with him. I can't. Oh, Simon says he might go veggie again for a while. You don't think meat suits your system? No, you're getting on a bit. I think it depends on which sort of meat. Pork doesn't agree with me. I'm fine with bacon, but not pure pork. No, I end up very ill with pork, and my dad did too. You can get a whole meal in a Yorkshire. You can. And the bigger the Yorkshire, the better for that. They used to do that where we used to go, Bramley Farm. They will serve you a giant Yorkshire, and then you can put, well, you could at the time, it was a carvery. You put in this Yorkshire what you wanted. So I'd go down to the end and put the gravy in first and then go back for the food. And my favourite was, those things Nina made. Ginger, she put ginger.
Carrots. They weren't carrots or something.
No, they weren't carrots. No, they were white.
It was parsnips.
Parsnips. But yeah. Nina did them glazed with ginger and they were fantastic. They don't do the ginger thing, but they're not bad. They're not bad if they're cooked right. Have people really been bothered by what you're eating? People stick their noses in lots of places that they shouldn't do. Trust me on that. Oh, Kim's favourite store brought cookies are Tim Tams from Australia. Don't think I've had Tim Tams. They're probably not gluten-free either. Oh, now I'm onto pasties and I want a gluten-free pasty. I don't think that's happening. I think a gluten-free pasty is a glass of water these days. Oh, here you go. It looks like you can get those on Amazon in the UK. So we've got original chewy caramel, white, dark and something else. Let me have a look, see what they are. Original, white, dark and chewy caramel. So four of them. £18. Okay. Presume that's because they've come from Australia. Oh dear. Oh, I'm with Renee here. D, people are strange. You should have heard them when I just had my surgery. Everyone's a bariatric doctor, it seems. Exactly. People fit. Well, you see, that's the whole point. That's the danger of people seriously believing that because they've watched a YouTube video of 2 minutes, they are now a brain surgeon. And they will tell you all about it. It's terrifying. I mean, at least they wouldn't get an opportunity to actually, hopefully, you know, actually hands-on do it. But they do feel that they are in a position to tell you what you should and shouldn't do. Yeah, I've decided that, you know, I've got to have some good come out of this pandemic, beyond marooned, which is obviously the best thing from it. I'm just going to ignore other people now. You know, like, I've not gone out of the house. And I'm actually at the point now where I've, like, calmed down from the, you know, the defence mechanism that you need to have in place straight away. I've really calmed down with that now. And then it's like, oh, so shall we go out and meet? No, let's not go out and meet anybody.
The guy who was facilitating me last night is in India. And I know they've had it bad, but so has everyone else. And he hasn't left the house since last March.
There's a lot of people who haven't.
No.
But Boris today, with the fact that the figures are going up, but we mustn't worry about it. Right. I thought that wasn't what you were saying a year ago, Boris.
No.
Man's an idiot. Oh, there was some good news today, though, wasn't there? They unveiled a statue of Diana, allegedly. The body wasn't bad, the hair wasn't bad, but the face didn't look much like Diana to me. Let's see if I can get a picky of it. There must be a picky of it on BBC. William and Harry unveil the statue. It's a video. There she is. That one, you can see the face. Let's have a look at that one. Is there a closer one of the face? There it is. That's much better. That's much better. Let's get that one. Yeah, the face just looks a bit masculine to me. But I suppose it could be me. Let me know what you think. And if you're wondering who the kids are, we've no idea. They're representative of all her good work, was the best they could come up with. Just there's just something in the face. It looks worse from the side, but it looks like a man. Hair's okay, clothes are okay. Colour's a bit off. I thought if you've got like a dark statue like that, wouldn't you be better putting something white behind it? So it really stood out. But that's what they've been going there. Oh, Kim says in statues they never get the face right, in her opinion. No, this one, no. It's just very masculine. Also, I would have said she was skinnier than that. I guess they've got, like, bouffant clothes on her. Anyway, the boys seem happy with it, so. Oh, and her brother was there as well. What was scary, because I know Harry's only just flown in from the States. He's been in quarantine for 5 days, but, you know, didn't that used to be 10? And him and William were kissing their aunts. And I thought, this is a bit off, you know, still in place. We've still got social distancing, supposedly, but not much going on there. Was it as bad as the Ronaldo sculpture? No, it wasn't as bad as that. No, it's just the face. It's just the face.
Mind you, I didn't think Fergie's statue looked much like Fergie.
It's like Kim says, I think it's easier to get the body shape right than it is anything else.
Yeah.
And I just think with this one, they've not really captured her essence in the face. But like I say, rest of it's not bad. It's just, it looks, I think that's the other thing. She was so vibrant. And this thing is like, I don't know what it's made of, but it looks like pewter. It's a bit dour, the colour of it. I look at it and I think there's a pigeon going to land on there any time now. You know, it's that kind of thing. And the children that they've got with her, I mean, I don't know if the boy on the left as you're looking at it looks like a little black lad with like tight curly hair and shorts on, but with a jacket. And you're thinking, no. Royal children wear shorts, if you've not noticed. Until they're about 9 or 10. So George is poncing about in short pants, which does look a bit weird. And that's what they've done with that boy, and I just don't think it fits the ethnicity of him. And again, and then there's a child at the back you can barely see. It's all very weird. The poor girl's got no shoes. No, she hasn't. That's what's so strange. I honestly don't know with that. I guess they wanted to put her with somebody, and if you think about it, it's a bit too soon to be having statues of William and Harry. And she was alone when she died, so you can't really put her with anybody else. Although maybe if, no, leave Charles alone.
I thought she was with Dodie.
Not officially married or engaged or anything, though, were they?
No, but they were an item, weren't they?
Allegedly, they were an item. I don't know. But maybe they just thought, you know, what do you do with a statue with the hands? If you're doing it, making a statue, you know, where? What do you do with the hands? So they've just got her, like, wrapped around children. So there you go. Oh, what on earth has D got here? Good God, it's Adrian Dunbar. Oh, that looks like Hastings. It does. Look at the face and hair. Oh, absolutely. Where's the wee donkey? Is that marble? Do you know, I look at some of these and I think, do you know what? Let's not have statues, full stop, because they're not good. The hair on that is definitely Adrian Dunbar. The file name's a giveaway. Well, yes, Oscar Wilde, but, you know, there's a wee donkey somewhere looking for its owner. And is that branch over the top or at the back? Oh, it's at the back. Yeah, but the eyes look strange on that. That's the thing. It's so difficult to capture something. Mind you, you know, Madame Tussauds do a good job. So maybe they should get them on the job. Oh, the snuff-nosed monkey. Oh, how's the snuff-nosed monkey going? We definitely need the snuff-nosed monkey, don't we? We've got a title for the show, Mike.
Have we?
Scrotox, the lava lamp.
Ah, I like that.
Had to be done, even though it's 5 years old. It does look like Hastings, doesn't it? It's the hair. It's definitely the hair. Adrian Dunbar did the... I thought it was just narration of a series about coastal Ireland. It was a trip around Ireland. But it turned out he wasn't doing the narration. He was actually presenting it. It was fascinating. And what was so funny was, you know, coastal Ireland. Yeah, it's going to be a bit windy. His hair was all over the place. Thought you're going to need hairnet on that. Oh, my. So where is this statue, Dee? Is it in a park somewhere? It's a bit dicey, isn't it? It looks like there's a chaise lounge somewhere looking for its owner. In fact, it doesn't really look like a statue. Possibly because it's coloured. And the shoes actually look like they're real shoes. As though they put them on after. The laces look real, don't they? They do actually look like shoes. Oh, there was the nearest we have to something like that. We've got an Alan Turing statue in a park in Manchester that went up way, way longer after it should have done. At the Alan Turing Memorial, it is. Is there a picky there? Yeah, he's surrounded by flowers. Obviously, never met the guy, but so I don't know how accurate that is. But from the photos I've seen of the guy, that doesn't actually look that accurate. Let's have a look at that one. There you go. See, that's just dodgy. There we go. He's holding an apple there as well. And the other one that we've got that's about 50 miles away is the Eric Morecambe statue. And that one, so funny. Let's see if I can find the story. They stole it. It got stolen, this statue. So let me see if I can find the actual story. Have they got a picture of it? Yeah. Right. It came back in 2014. Right. It's on the seafront, and it's him doing his dance that he did at the end of the show. But somebody wanted to steal it, and obviously this thing is huge. And what he did to steal it was saw through the leg. So if you scroll down this link I'm going to put in, you'll see what was left when this idiot made off with it. There was just on the plinth, there was just a boot. The rest of it had to be taken away to be repaired. So if you look at the next photo down, it looks like a hanging because he's got something wrapped around the neck of it. But it's because it stood on one leg. Do you know, he was only 58 when he died. I know he had a heart condition. but he died on stage as well. When was it opened? 1999, by the look of it. And the Queen unveiled it. Oh, he's so good, though. Loved him. He's got his ball in his hand. No, that's an apple, thank God. Oh, good grief. Ooh, let's have a look at this. There's the snub-nosed monkey. He doesn't look happy. He does not look a happy monkey there. And those teeth, I think he needs to see Kim for them. Could you file those down a bit, Kim? No, I can't think of a good statue that I would actually say, like, that's totally amazing. I think the one of Eric Morecambe's probably the nearest in terms of the face is actually accurate. So probably that one, but not many others that you see. Dare I look at the news headlines? Or will that just end badly? The PM's upbeat about easing restrictions on the 19th of July, as he said, sat in a car with a mask on. How much will life actually change on the 19th of July? Anything else? No, don't think so. Jolly good. Oh, we've got an EU vaccine passport now. I thought Kim would be thrilled. It's scanned, but it doesn't retain any information. Do we believe this? No! No, I can't see that at all. Other than that, there doesn't look to be any news, which is jolly good news, really, because I've had enough. It's far too warm. Far too warm. Simon's not impressed with Anna Shoring's statue. The other thing with Turing that is retained, but not quite in the same way, is there's a restaurant hotel in Knutsford, which was the assizes where he was actually charged and found guilty. And they've retained, like, all the fixtures and fittings, but it's actually now a restaurant. What's wrong with Tracy here? Could somebody enlighten me? Must you wait? With regard to what? Tracy. What have you missed about the scrotox? Would you like it in words or would you like a photo?
Photo's better.
You think a photo's better?
Yes.
Right, okay. I do
actually. A picture tells a thousand words, as they say.
I happen to have a photo specifically for Tracy there. That's kind of like the short form of what we've been going on about. It was the front of the paper today, which I've also got there. There's the front of the paper today. And we went off investigating it. And we found that it really is a thing. So think of, like we do, what do we do with the words? Like Brexit, Britain's exit. Scrotox, and the second word's Botox. So that shouldn't leave you in much doubt about the first word, scrotox. We've taken a swift poll, and consensus is no one's going there. No one's doing it. Ah, so there you go. Hopefully you're up to date now. Right, let's go back up here. No vaccine passport. I didn't think so, Kim. I didn't. Ugly pandas. There are no such thing as ugly pandas. Look at his face. Too cute. Just too cute. You're quite happy looking at that, aren't you, Lola? She's panting like a train, poor girl. It is far too hot here. Far, far too hot. So, Tracy, does that enlighten you at all? Do let us know. Might have to make that panda wallpaper. Mm. This is after yesterday's red panda. We had red pandas yesterday. But don't think there's anything else happened. I need to write an email when I've worked out what I'm actually going to do, which I haven't done yet. Need to write today's essay thing, get that sorted. And then I intend to somehow get the temperature down in here. Simon, there's no answer to that. I'll take one for the team and post a photo of my lovely taut nuts on Slack. If you choose to do that, Simon, that's fine. Now, don't tell us you're only joking. I was gearing up for that. Oh, I was going to get some treats in. Yeah. it downstairs on the big screen.
An alternative title for the show. Ooh. Simon's Nuts.
The lava lamp and Simon's Nuts. That'll work. I would love to meet somebody who had done that and you know, give them some kind of IQ test. Because I'm thinking, you know, I wouldn't worry about how tight it is downstairs. I think I'd have a look at what's going on upstairs. Because there's clearly something not firing on all cylinders. Okay. Right, so we're going to have to cool you down, girl.
Yeah.
Because we need this. We've got a little treat for her. She'll be thrilled. There you go. D says, Scrotox, Lady Pipes, Urban Dictionary. This is me regularly after listening to Mac Bass. Let me have a look. Let me have a look at that picky. But, you know, you're so much more educated. Just think of the number of conversations you could dive bomb into and thrill people. Poor panda. Tired panda. Oh, yes, that's a point, Kim. Yeah, we now know that Simon's a George Clooney lookalike as well. This could end well for everybody. It could. But it's the eve of Two Show Friday and I've got no clue what I'm doing tomorrow, so I better go and find something and put the fan on before I totally melt. Oh, and update Vivaldi, because this version 4 is all very well, but I leave Vivaldi open permanently and it's now got this big ugly button in the top right that says there's an update ready. Where you go. And that annoys me because then I have to reboot as well. But I think we've covered everything today. I think we've covered
and
enough
more.
Ground. Oh, Kim, there's a question. Where's Johnny been? Well, I can only assume at the Scrotox bar. It's his own fault for not turning up that I'm making these suggestions. But maybe he went and it didn't end well. There you go. Oh, dear me. So we'll be back tomorrow anyway. So for the moment, it's good night from me.
And good night from me.
And we will both see you next time. Stay safe, guys.